Okay, everybody, I know that you've been waiting for this because everybody wants Mr. Everything to weigh in. It's legendary Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Ryan. How are you this morning? So, this is three things we need to talk to you about.
All right.
Okay. Thing number one, what do you think do you think there's going to be any residual impact from Brady and Gronk not showing up?
I doubt very little. I think the issue with Gronk is fine. He's here. We know that he would like a contract, but he's here. He's stating his dedication, his fidelity, his interest. I'm not worried about Gronk. The Brady Belichick thing continues, to fester as long as Alex Guerrero is in the picture, and he is a guru for Brady. Brady is committed to him. Yeah. Brady is totally convinced that his longevity, his flexibility, his pliability, his ability to perform at the highest level is in large measure due to his association with Alex Guerrero. And Bill Belichick resents Alex Guerrero's presence, and it has not been resolved. And I don't know how that's going to play out. No one knows how that.
Why do you think he doesn't like him?
Well, number one, because there are there are elements. I have to be very careful how I phrase this.
Yes,
there are elements of what's the word I'm talking about? Of fraudulence here. I mean, the guy has already had run into trouble with the authorities with making fraudulent claims about products that he's peddled in the past.
Right.
There's a cult-like thing going on here, in Belichick's mind. And, is there a more organized mind that we know than a conventionally organized mind more sharper than Bill Belichick's? This just goes against the grain of what he stands for and the team unity and all that stuff, to have this deviance of all people, his best player, his most important player. The thing about it, and there's a very good column on this subject, a little plug here for the Boston Globe, Christopher Gasper today, points out the very simple fact, though, that the Patriots need Brady more than Brady needs the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is the leverage is the issue here. We would have to say that Brady has the leverage.
Okay. Is it going to matter on the field of play?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No. In fact, the reports of how good Brady looked were really interesting the other day. His first that when he looked like nothing ever had changed. So,
hey, okay. Bob, any chance that they both report for the OTAs, the voluntary ones, next Monday?
Good question. Any chance? There's always a chance, Hank. I don't know. That's going to be. It's part of the intrigue. No, I'm not going to make a prediction on that one. Although I just feel like maybe a lot of what Gronkowski has to do with what happens to the horse on Saturday if he's in a good mood.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, well, let's shelve that for the time being, and then let's turn to the NBA. It looks like Cleveland might as well send their uniforms to the cleaners for the season.
Yeah, what's left will be a formality. There will be a coronation. There will after last night's very exciting and hard-fought victory in Cleveland. They're up, Golden State's up 3-0. They're going to win the series. They're going to be attain their championship. And absolutely, there will be a parade. Whatever, I don't know what they use in the Bay Area. They don't have duck boats, but whatever they use, they're going to haul them out, and they're going to have they'll be having a parade very soon in the Bay Area.
Okay, so then the next thing is this is really strange because the circus has already begun. And
Bob, we're less than a month from when all of the NBA trade news really breaks on 4th of July weekend. And yesterday, this story gets floated about where LeBron might land and the places he's interested in. Mm-hmm. And Boston
are you convinced he's out of Cleveland to start with?
I think that it's 95% certain he's out of Cleveland.
Okay,
give it a sliver, but
pick it up there.
I'd like to see him stay, but it doesn't appear he's going to stay.
Okay,
yeah. Would you want him as a Boston Celtics?
In the abstract, to see who I think is fair. Pretty well established himself as the greatest talent the league has ever known, and with plenty left in the tank, even after 15 years and all those minutes. And he's sure. Do I want to do it by giving up Jason Tatum? No, I don't want to. We don't need him to win.
Right.
We don't. I want to win with this group. I am reliving in a sense the way it was in the early 70s when Cowens came and Cheney was here and White was young and that was the core of the new group that would win two championships and would win 68 games. I want to win with this group. I, like everybody else, fell in love with this group during this season, and I don't think it's necessary.
Not only do I want to win with this group, Bob, I want to beat LeBron with this group.
Well, that's another thing. Thank you. Yes. And now, believe me, in the abstract, I am a very well paid up member of the LeBron James fan club as a player.
Sure.
You cannot, especially the way he's playing now, we've never seen anybody play better basketball. I want to repeat that. No one, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, no one has ever played better basketball than LeBron James has played since the beginning of April. This is the greatest long stretch of basketball artistry the world has ever known. And it continued last night. He had another triple-double in defeat in a close game last night. But we don't need him. I love what's happened here. And then to get him, you'd have to disrupt it and trade away these people that we've already fallen in love with. I don't want to trade my kids.
Yeah, plus, if he came here, you knew that Kyrie Irving would want out of here.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. So I think this is why God invented the sports talk radio. To me,
there you go.
All. No
hey,
other reason.
Hey, Bob, any chance at all that LeBron is the MVP, even if the Cavs lose?
I had this discussion with my wife last night. I said, if I were a voter right now, and they're 0-3, he'd still be my MVP. Now, there is one precedent for it, Hank. In 1969, the Celtics beat the Lakers, and the MVP of the finals was Jerry West, deservedly. And LeBron is so clearly deserving. Now, a candidate stepped forward last night that will make it easier for people to vote for Warren, because Kevin Durant was tremendous last night. That was as good a playoff game as he's ever had. He had 43, and he capped it with a killer. I mean, that shot that he capped the game with was at least 3 feet behind the arc. It was a Curry shot, and he made it, and he's 7 feet tall, don't forget. But anyway, he'll get it, I think, at this point. But I would vote for LeBron.
Okay, nice. There you go. And it looks like the Stanley Cup's finally going to end up in Washington.
Yeah, Washington, and those long-suffering fans, and Ovechkin getting his final dessert, dessert, that's good. The fairy tale of Las Vegas was a wonderful story, but, you know, the carriage will turn into a pumpkin.
Okay, and any... Shameless plugs.
Tomorrow, 5 p.m., ESPN, it was around the horn, I will be on, and Bob Ryan, Boston Podcast, back up. With Bob Sochi, voice of the New England Patriots.
Okay. Hey, have a great one. We'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Thank you.
Meantime.
Bye-bye.